We're here at Blues Alley in Washington, D.C. to hear the terrific composer and pianist Amina Figueroa and her band. We're going to sit down and talk to her about her journey that began from her childhood in Baku, Azerbaijan, all the way to living in New York City now. But first, let's check out some of the music. Thank you. Amina Figueroa. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
That's a very funky tune. What's that called?
On the Go.
What's that all about? Where'd you get that tune?
Well, you know, we're professional travelers, and in between we play music. That's all what it's about. We're always on the go.
So as a professional traveler, musicians, I guess as a piano player, you don't have to bring the piano with you, but bass players, drummers, it's also a lot of carrying stuff around all the time. The travel takes up a lot of the time.
Exactly. I wish I could bring my piano with me. Those times.
You're always at the mercy of whatever piano you happen to find where
exactly. You
get there.
Exactly.
So, well, you've done a lot of traveling just in your whole lifetime as a musician. You mm-hmm. you grew up in Baku, Azerbaijan. How did you find your way from Baku to New York City?
Well, I grew up listening to American music. My parents and mostly my mother loved jazz. She grew up listening to jazz. And I grew up listening to lots of records we had at home. Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Joe Pass, great American jazz musicians. But I grew up playing classical music. And as you know, classical music education, it's up all your time, so there is literally no time to do anything else. And besides, I was very ambitious preparing for competitions and stuff. I was writing more popular music, but that was my hobby. It was on radio. And one day I was with concerts in the Netherlands, and somebody who heard program about me with my music thought that I should do something more with that. Got me in touch with the conservatory, with jazz department of conservatory in the Netherlands. By the time I was already graduate, and I didn't think about going study another 5 years at conservatory. Although my heart was with jazz, I was kind of myself pushing more with the classical career. When I heard that possibility, I thought, hey, let me try just for a little while. To make long story short, within a year I was already studying and got to the exchange program with the Berklee College of Music in Boston.
What's the difference between the European jazz scene and the U.S. jazz scene?
It's hard to put in a few words. There's lots of experiments going on, and of course students are studying, you know, what they study everywhere, tradition, standards, etc. But to me, it's trying on the earlier stage to find your own voice, which can be dual, you know, it can be interesting, it can be maybe sometimes too early for someone to go on. But anyway, there's lots of influences from classical music, there's lots of influences from folk music. If you look at what's happening right now in Scandinavian countries, there's lots of influences from the folk music they bring. In the Netherlands particularly, lots of artists like to, you know, progress and to look forward, to look for the new forms in art.
And what's the scene in New York like?
I love the scene in New York. The scene in New York is so diverse. It has everything. It has lots of great traditional, there are lots of great traditional players. There are lots of players that are trying something new and synthesis with the different types of music and jazz. There's lots of world music that finds its way in jazz. There's lots of great players from all over the world that try to find those synthesis. And I must say that in Azerbaijan, where I'm from, lots of people also trying to find this from form of Mugam music, which is a traditional folk music, which is improvisational music, try to combine it with jazz, and it has now a new form that's called Mugam jazz. So I grew up in a very cosmopolitan city, and I always was tended to this cosmopolitan atmosphere, and I think there is no city on the earth like New York has more of that.
In a lot of your compositions, you seem to take inspiration from places that you are, things that you experience in that are rooted in mm-hmm. in places. Your most recent record, 12, it seems to be inspired by a lot of different places in New York City.
That's right. In New York in the morning, you know, mainly on the Sunday morning, there is some wonderful energy like nowhere else you can find, because the city has so much energy, and then in one Sunday it's like, relax.
Well, beautiful. Along those lines, you have one of your tunes is one with sea waves in the title. Shut yes. Eyes, Sea Waves.
And, yeah, because
where did that come from?
I love going to the beach. I grew up with the sea. I love going to the beach. I'm so lucky that it just takes me 45 minutes on a train to go to the first beach on the ocean. And so we go frequently there. And just listen to the sea waves. Just shut your eyes and listen to the sea waves.
It's a very contemplative tune.
It is. Yeah.
Could you play that for us?
Yes, I will. Definitely do.
Oh, bring the band up and let's hear it. Thank you. Amina, that was lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. So, you know, there are songs you have that are a sense of a place, like that one, but a lot of your compositions seem to tell stories. You like to tell stories through your music. How do you do that? You know, when a playwright or a novelist tells a story, it's pretty clear what the story is about, or at least it can be, because it's in language. Music is a little more abstract than that. How do you try to convey something to an audience through music?
It's an abstract language, but I think music can describe what words can't. It's much deeper, and it's wider. It's more polyphonic. There's so many degrees to each word in music. And I think if I would just tell you, for example, sneaky seagulls, okay, you can imagine those seagulls flying, you know? But I've seen them on the beach all the time trying to sneak the food. And if I think sneaky seagulls, then you get the whole picture. To me, it's more this than saying sneaky, because this sound more than sneaky. It has the movement, motion. I mean, maybe I'm actually very visual. I see always what I play. It's not that I constantly see every note, but a lot of moods, yes, I can see.
Now, you have a long-standing collaboration with your flute player, Bart Plateau, who's not only part of the band, but your husband.
Yes.
So how does that work? It's hard enough keeping a band together and keeping a relationship together and keeping both together all at the same time.
In a way, I don't know what is so hard. I think we have just a very good match. I mean, we are for a while together, over 20 years, and
Where did you meet?
We've met at a studio in Rotterdam at conservatory, and we're since together. We love playing together. And funny, when I was maybe 16, 17, 18, I was listening a lot to Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock and Hubert Loves, and I love the sound of Hubert Loves. I love the sound of his flute. And when I, by accident, actually played with Bart, it was meant to be with a trumpet player, but the trumpet player didn't show up, so I had a flute player. And then when he played, it reminded me of the sound of Hubert Loves somehow. Well, it appeared to be that Hubert Loves is one of his heroes, you know. And I always loved the sound of flute in the band. One of my biggest inspiration, there is a great record by Ron Carter, who is also with Hubert Loves, and that was also another my inspiration. So it's not that he's in my band because he's my husband, and I mean, he's one of the most amazing flute players there around. But it's just because I always love the sound, and it brings this, I mean, if you look at my band, there's a tenor, there's a trumpet, and there is a flute, so it covers all this wide range of the horns. And since another inspiration of mine was a big band, so it gives some, anyway, I'm trying to at least to bring some big band feel to that. And I think it's impossible without flute.
Well, you know, you were playing for us a little bit of the sneaky seagull sound and giving us that picture. That's a great tune. I'd love to try playing that with you. Can we give it a try?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Well, Amina Figueroa. What a terrific band. That was Jeff Hirschfield on the drums, Phil Palombi on the bass, Ted Baker on saxophones, Alex Pope Norris on the trumpet, Bart Plateau on flutes, and Amina Figueroa at the piano. I'd like to thank Blues Alley in Washington, D.C. for hosting us today. My name's Eric Felton. I hope you'll join us again for good music on Beyond Category.